We'll begin with some hip openers to help facilitate more comfortable sitting. From your seated posture, take the tie in your hand. Loop the tie around your left foot. Roll down onto your back. Take the tie in both hands and raise your left leg upward. Your right leg can remain bent with your foot on the floor, or for a more intense stretch, straighten your right leg on the floor. Breathe. Move the tie into your left hand. Inhale, then slowly lower your left leg out to the left as you exhale. Your right shoulder stays down on the floor. Stay in your own range. Drop your breath and your awareness into any areas of sensation. It's okay if your leg doesn't come to the floor. Don't force. You're working in two directions here, bringing the left leg closer to the body and bringing the left leg closer to the floor. Now, on inhalation, raise the left leg back up. Take the tie in both hands. If your right leg is bent, straighten it. Bring your left leg in closer to your body and move the tie into your right hand. Lower your left leg across your body to the right, keeping the tie taut and your left arm extended out to the left. Breathe into the stretch. Only go as far as your body wants to go. On inhalation, raise the left leg back to center. Take the tie in both hands and bring the left leg a bit closer to your body. Then, on exhale, slowly lower your left leg back down to the ground. Take your time. Remember to breathe. When your left leg reaches the ground, note the difference in the right and left sides of your body. We'll be moving into this warm-up on the other side. So release the tie now from your left foot and loop the tie around your right foot. Take the tie in both hands and raise your right leg upward. Your left leg can remain bent with your foot on the floor, or for a more intense stretch, straighten your left leg. Breathe. Move the tie now into your right hand. Inhale. Then slowly lower your right leg out to the right. Your left shoulder stays down on the floor. If you have sensation, breathe into it. Remember that your leg doesn't have to come to the floor. Now, on inhalation, raise the right leg back up. Take the tie in both hands. If the left leg is bent, straighten it. Bring the right leg in a little bit closer to your body, if that works for you, and move the tie into your left hand. Now lower your right leg across your body as you exhale. Keep the tie taut and your right arm extended out to the right. Breathe into the stretch. On inhalation, raise the right leg back to center. Take the tie in both hands. Bring your right leg a little bit closer to your body. Then, as you exhale, very slowly lower your leg to the ground. Take your time here. When your leg reaches the ground, get a sense of the ground beneath both your legs and the openness that the stretch has given you. We'll do another hip opener from this same position, lying on the floor. Bend your knees. Cross your right leg over your left so that there's space between your legs. The right knee is bent out to the right, and your right ankle is a few inches below your knee, between your knee and your hip. Reach your arms through the opening and wrap your hands around your left thigh, raising your left foot up off the ground as you press your left thigh in toward you. Breathe. If you'd like to, you can further open the right hip by pressing your bent right elbow against your right thigh. Relax into any areas of sensation. Visualize breath moving into any areas where you feel sensation. This helps to activate the body-mind connection. See if you can relax. One more breath. Then on your next exhalation, release your arms, uncross your legs, and release your feet to the floor. We'll repeat this warm-up that's called opening the door on the other side. So this time, cross your left leg over your right so that there's space between your legs, the left knee is bent out to the left, and your left ankle is a few inches below your right knee. Reach your arms through the opening and wrap your hands around your right thigh, raising your right foot up off the ground as you press your right thigh in toward you. Breathe. If you'd like to, you can further open the left hip by pressing your bent left elbow against your left thigh. Remember to breathe into any areas where you feel sensation. See if you can relax. On your next exhale, release the posture, release your arms, uncross your legs, release your feet to the floor. Slowly move your knees from side to side, releasing any lingering tension. Shake out your legs. We'll be transitioning into a cross-legged sitting posture. So bring yourself up onto your elbows and then up into a comfortable cross-legged posture. Once again, connect with the ground as you come up onto your sit bones. Extend out through your crown, lengthening the spine. Release your shoulders back and down and extend your arms out in front of you. At shoulder level, your palms are together and your fingertips are pointing toward the wall in front of you. As you inhale, open your arms wide out to each side. Only go as far as you're comfortably able to. And then on exhale, close your arms as you return to a position with palms together and arms extended in front of you. Inhale, open. Feel the shoulder blades coming together behind you. These are sometimes called wingtips. Exhale, close. Continue at your own pace, moving with breath. This movement mimics a flight pattern. I call it free bird. Feel your heart center as you open wide on inhale. Move smoothly and with strength. As you complete this movement, let your arms come down to your sides. We'll be moving into a side stretch now. So leave your left hand on the floor. Inhale and lengthen, and raise your right arm overhead. Exhale, stretch over to the left, opening the right side of your body. Keep both sit bones on the ground. Breathe. Roll your right shoulder back. On inhale, raise your right arm back up, and exhale, lower your right arm back down to your side. Other side, inhale, raise your left arm up, lengthen. Exhale, come over to the right, opening the left side of your body. Roll your left shoulder back, breathe. To release, inhale and raise your left hand back up. Exhale and lower the left arm down to your side. We'll repeat the same movement now, adding some neck work. Inhale, lengthen, raise your right arm up overhead. As you exhale, come into a side stretch to the left. Now, leave your body in the side stretch, and with both sit bones on the ground, exhale and lower your right arm down to your right side, bringing your right hand or fingers to the floor. Move your awareness into your neck. Breathe. Make any small movements that will make this stretch just right for you, letting tension go as you work through the stretch with your breath. Now turn your chin toward your left armpit. This will change the stretch. Breathe. Turn your chin back to center and inhale, lifting back up to center, your crown extending toward the ceiling. Exhale and release. On inhale, raise the left arm. Exhale, come into a side stretch, coming toward the right as the left side opens. Breathe. Lower the left arm to your left side as your body stays in the side stretch. Now, drop your attention down into your neck. Breathe into any sensation that's there. Make micro movements, little tiny movements that personalize the stretch for you. Turn your chin now toward your right armpit. Breathe. Breathe into any areas of sensation. Then bring your chin back to center. Inhale and lengthen back up. Exhale, release. The arms come down to your sides. We'll be doing a little more neck work. So from this comfortable posture, inhale and lengthen. And as you exhale, drop your chin down toward your chest. Breathe. Your head weighs about 10 pounds. Feel the weight of it tractioning your neck as you release. Your shoulders stay down. Now inhale and come back up to center. As you exhale, keep your shoulders down. And allow your right ear to come toward your right shoulder. Breathe here. Again, make any little movements that you'd like to so that the stretch is just perfect for you. Inhale and come back up. Lengthen. And as you exhale, bring your left ear toward your left shoulder. Keep your shoulders down and relaxed. Inhale, come back up, and again lengthen. And as you exhale, turn your head to look over your right shoulder, as though you were looking at someone behind you. Inhale, back to center, staying long. And exhale, turn to look over your left shoulder. Inhale and release back to center. Now bring your palms together and rub them together to warm them and bring them up to your neck for a massage. There's several movements that you can use here, kneading movements as though you're kneading bread, circular movements with your fingertips, or firm strokes. Explore what is right for you right now. This can change from day to day. Don't neglect the base of your skull. Remember to breathe. Feel the responsiveness of your body to your touch. The neck is an area where we often hold tension. Give it your attention, give it your breath. As you complete the neck massage, reach outward and extend both arms to your sides as though you were at an intersection stopping traffic. Flex your wrists. Begin circling your arms at the shoulder. Keep full extension in the length of your arms. Begin with small circles and let them grow larger. Where do you feel this stretch? Stay in your body. Remember to breathe. Now reverse the direction of the circles. Imagine your breath going right into any areas where you feel sensation. Breathe. And then release your arms down to your side. We'll be moving into table position. So this is a position on all fours. So come to all fours and arrange yourself so that your knees are just under your hips and your wrists are just under your shoulders. There's some things you can do to take care of your wrists. Let the weight of your body come into the area under your fingers and knuckles so that the majority of the weight is off your wrists. You can also make fists and come up on them if you have sensitive wrists. Turn your elbows in so that the eyes of your elbows or the hollow areas on the inside face toward each other. We'll be doing cat-dog stretches. So inhale and lift your tailbone. Look up. Allow the low back to arch downward as your chest opens and heart energy extends. Look up as your chest opens. This is dog stretch. Now on exhale, tuck the tailbone under, arching the spine upward and lowering your head. This is cat stretch. Continue this movement, inhaling as the tailbone lifts, the spine rounds down and the chest and head lift, and exhaling as the tailbone tucks, the spine arches up and the head lowers. Continue at your own pace. This is an animal movement. See if you can discover an animal-like grace as you move. Experiment with letting breath lead, allowing breath to move your pelvis as the rest of your body follows. Remember to breathe. If you get mixed up with inhale and exhale, it doesn't really matter, so long as you're coordinating breath with movement. Let the movement feel natural and free in your body. Now, the next time that your back is in neutral, you can let the movement come to stillness. Bring your attention back to your tailbone and for just a moment pretend that you have a tail and go ahead and wag your tail in a happy animal-like movement. This can open and free your hips and possibly your mind. Enjoy. We'll be moving into some leg extensions. So from this position, inhale and bring your right knee in as you lower your forehead toward your knee. Exhale, extend your right leg out behind you as you lift your right heel and look up. We'll do this two more times. Inhale, the right knee and forehead come toward each other. Exhale, extend your right leg out as you lift the head and look up. Once more. Inhale. Right knee and forehead come toward each other. Exhale, extend as you look up. Lower your right leg. On inhale, bring your left knee in towards your forehead. Exhale, extend your left leg as you look up, chest forward. Twice more. Inhale, knee and forehead move toward each other. Exhale, lengthen out, extend. Inhale, tuck the knee and forehead toward each other, and then exhale, extend. Release your knee to the ground. We'll be transitioning to standing through a squat. So rock back onto your heels into a squatting position. Bring your hips toward the ground. Keep your spine straight. Lift your head. The heels naturally come up off the ground. Bring your hands in to the floor between your knees. Breathe. Now lift your hips and straighten your legs as you come into a standing forward bend. It's fine to bend at the knees. We'll be rolling up to a standing position. Engage the muscles of your pelvic floor, engage your abdominal muscles, and slowly roll up, stacking your vertebrae one on top of another. Take 3 breaths to come up. As you come to vertical, inhale and lengthen. Then exhale and let your shoulders roll back and down. Breathe. We'll come into a standing twist. Plant your feet a little wider than hip distance apart and begin to turn your hips right and left, letting the rest of your body follow along. Allow your arms to swing from side to side. Imagine the strong central core of your body as a pole and twist around it. Coordinate breath with the movement. Allow your heels to come up off the ground as the twist becomes more vigorous. As you twist right, let the right hip lead. As you twist left, let the left hip lead. Feel how this brings stability to the twist. Pretend your arms are empty coat sleeves. Relax your knees. Relax your spine. Now let the movement begin to fade out, coming naturally back to stillness. Breathe. Give yourself some time here to reorient after the twist. We'll complete our warm-ups with a shoulder blade squeeze. Interlace your fingers behind your back. If this is difficult for you, you can use a tie. Lengthen your arms. Open your chest. As the shoulder blades come together, tuck your tailbone. Breathe deeply as you hold. On exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Release the posture. Shake out your arms and your shoulders. We'll be moving now into our posture flow.